patch chains.
How are you? Have you done a poo today?
Yes.
Have you? Morning ablutions. Did you have any morning ablutions?
Generally. I mean, I used to be a completely unregular.
Oh, I know.
Slash unregulated.
Yeah.
I would
You've really come on leaps and bounds. I've come on leaps.
My bowels have really picked up.
They've had a glow up.
They've grown up, I think.
They've grown. Your bowels have grown up. There's morning ablutions coming out left, right and centre.
Yeah. You know, generally, I would say I'm a... After I've had the first sort of morning coffee and some sort of breakfast, straight, I'm on the shitter. And also, I really struggle now because I'm having to be more sort of, I mean up there in the old London.
That
10,
there London. That there Bristol, you know, that there London.
Yeah, I really struggle now with my gas. Because I can't just...
We have gone straight in. We have gone straight in. Happy Thursday, guys. We have absolutely gone balls deep straight away.
Straight in there, straight with bowel talk.
Straight in.
Yeah, yeah. But I do, I really, like if I'm out all day in that there London or that there Brazil, I'm literally like, I literally can feel myself blowing up on the inside.
Do you ever do internal farts? They are, well, it's like you're holding it in because you know it's not on a pro, and your stomach just goes, and you're like, oh, well, fucking hell, it's just come out internally.
I don't really get internal farts.
Oh, I do. A lot.
No. Yeah, Ian does. Ian, he'll really, like, his whole stomach will just, like you say, it's just, may as well just fart. Because it's like, it's that loud.
If you're holding it in, body, because you know this is not an appropriate time to do it, calm the fuck down, would you?
Because then you still have to draw attention to the fact.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to go, oh,
yeah,
that was,
sorry,
oh,
that's
my
stomach. Yeah, I haven't just actually farted. Well, I have farted,
but inside my body,
I've released it internally to avoid having to tell you this. But because it's so loud, I've had to tell you. So, actually, I'll just fart in future.
The only benefit of it is no smell.
That is true. Yeah.
Because and it could be that you're hungry. Mm, like you could make out that it's a tummy rumble.
It's a tummy rumble.
But but no smell, which is helpful.
That's
in some
always
situations.
Quite, yeah, it is.
How's your week been, Pats?
It's been all right actually, Patsy. It's not a huge amount to report. Just sort of, you know. Just sort of the general shitsville of life, TBH.
Shitsville of life.
You know, you are the jet setter these days. You're always here, there and fucking everywhere.
I haven't really done much jet setting.
Well, I think, yeah, you have and you do. I mean, you were obviously with that there. Robert.
Yep, saw Robert Peter Williams.
Yeah. How was that? Was that good?
Yeah, he was absolutely brilliant. I mean, he is just a great showman, right? Even if you're not into his music. I remember I had a friend of mine, I can't remember who it was now, someone I used to work with, went to the Live Aid thing that they did in Hyde Park years ago, and it was all getting a bit flat, and they're just, like, people had sort of had enough, and it was raining, and he just came out to let me entertain you, and everyone just was like, like, straight he's just got such a way of really entertaining a crowd. He brought out Wiley.
Who's Wiley?
You know, the grime artist.
Oh, that Wiley?
Yeah.
I thought it might have been his son or something called Wiley.
No, they came out and him and Wiley and two other people came out and did a whole, like, grime set with him because he loves grime so much.
Grime.
So, yeah, that was cool. And he did, it's really sad because I don't know if you know, but his mum's got dementia and his dad's got Parkinson's.
Oh, no, I didn't know
that. Yeah, and so he talked about that quite a lot. And he, normally his dad would come out on some.
Oh, yeah, because he was a big musician as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a big entertainer in Stoke.
Yeah. Stoke
and or Port Vale, I think it is there from, but he would bring his dad out normally and they'd do My Way together because he always does My Way. And he did this whole bit where he talked about how the words he used were, I feel like I'm in Sniper Alley, which felt quite, you know,
oh,
Yeah. So he, I mean, he was great. He was, you know, Emirates is what, 62,000 people.
Was it full? Would you say it's full?
It was full. Absolutely. Wow. Obviously not the bit, because, you know, it's round. So there was a bit at the back that was where the stage was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say there was easy 50,000 people.
Wow.
If not 52,000 people there.
Yeah.
The bit that was available, every single seat was full.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ka-ching, Robert.
Well, he's back doing stadiums. Obviously, last year it was an arena tour, and I think that's where he wanted to start. And I think, you know, to be 51.
Yeah.
And to have, you know, he started intake that at 16, to have that career and at 51 still be selling out stadiums, that's pretty good going, isn't it?
Well, I mean, he's got a hardcore fan base, hasn't he?
Oh my God. You know, he's fucking hardcore.
Yeah, you know.
They are diehard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's mainly women, isn't it? I mean, that's really.
Although, to be fair, there was more men in the audience this time than I've seen, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, some of those, you could tell they were with partners or girlfriends. Or whatever. There was like, just down from where we were sat, there was a whole group of about 12 lads, and it was just lads. They were singing along to every single song.
Wow. Big Robbie fans.
Yeah. So it was great. And Smash Patty came out for a little moment, and then I ate a burger, and it was fine.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I've had like two mojitos and three white wines. I've got to have something to eat.
In quite a short space of time, I'd had two glasses of rosé, two mojitos, and three large white wines.
Shit a brick.
Yeah. And I said to who I was with, I said to her, I went to the toilet and I messaged her and she said, mate, I've got to get a burger.
Yeah.
And there was this bit where you could just go and help yourself to burgers.
Yeah.
I downed this massive double cheeseburger and then was like, oh, I feel fine.
Yeah. Had you not eaten anything before you started?
And we'd had a few like snacks and stuff, but nothing
substantial.
Like I'd had a bit of cheese and biscuits, a few little chips, a few pork belly bites, but like nothing that was going to.
Nice. Yeah, I love the fact that you've given us your whole array of nibbles. Had a bit of cheese, a bit of biscuits, a few pork belly bites, a few chips.
But when I went to the toilet, mate, honestly, you know when you're sort of, you know, you're in the stadium and there's like the warm-up acts are on and you're really loving it and you're not really sure. And then I walked up the steps
and
I went to the loo and I just sat on the toilet and was like, oh, shit. And then you start thinking, I've got to get home from the Emirates, right?
You've got to be sensible.
I can't keep drinking like this.
No.
I am going to be an absolute, like, I mean, I would have just been horrendous.
You just wouldn't have got home.
No.
No.
So we went to this little place where you could just, you know, help yourself to a burger and had that, downed it. And then I was like, oh, and then I had a 7-Up and was fine.
Do you find when you are at that sort of point of inebriation, when you go to the toilet, if you go and do a wee, do you feel sort of numb down below?
Yes!
You know what I mean? Sometimes I sit there and I think, am I just weed?
Yeah.
Am I weeing?
And then you wipe yourself and you think.
You think, no, I have weed.
I have weed, but it feels a bit,
Yeah, you just feel a bit sort of, just a bit.
That seems to happen, especially if I drink wine.
Right. Yeah, maybe it is a wine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can drink Malibu and Diet Coke, and that's the thing, right? I can drink Malibu and Diet Coke and not really feel it, but they didn't have any Malibu.
Right.
They didn't have any spirits that
Malibu
I liked.
And Coke.
Oh my gosh, honestly.
Come on. You're not bloody living in 1985.
Honestly.
Malibu and Coke.
That is my go-to beverage.
Honestly, you need to just... You gotta get in the 21st century, mate. Yeah, can I have a Malibu and Coke? No, we don't have Malibu because it's not 1985.
It could be worse. I could be asking for an Archers and lemonade.
Archers, yeah. Well, you're in that realm. Yes. No wonder they don't have Malibu. Where has Malibu apart from some old
places
pub?
Lots of places do seem to have it now, but obviously they're gonna have a limited selection, aren't they? Like it wasn't a full bar. So I get so easily drunk on wine.
Oh yeah, white wine especially.
Yeah,
yeah, it's lethal that shit.
It's lethal bizzle.
It's lethal bizzle that.
I find myself like half a glass in or a glass in, and I'm like, whoa!
Yeah, yeah, this is mega. Yeah.
This is Megatron.
This is, yeah. Yeah, I'm on the white wine Megatron now.
I saw a thing on VVP.
I've seen one on VVP, and I wonder if it's the same, but off you go.
Replying to how are you with knackered, just in case you're about to invite me out.
I did see that one.
That's so yeah, true, isn't it? You speak to someone at like a friend at like 12 o'clock on on Friday. Well, yeah. How are you doing? Absolutely bloody knackered, mate. Yeah. Don't even think about inviting me out. Like,
I'm actually putting my pyjamas on at 5. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere and I'm not seeing anyone.
Yeah.
Well, the one I saw from a conversation I had with a waiter recently about a cooked breakfast. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I've just noticed my fried egg is missing. Oh, okay, so you'd like an extra egg? Yes, please. Well, actually, no, not an extra egg, just the missing egg. Okay, so just one egg or two eggs? Just one egg, the missing egg. It's okay, we can do you an extra egg, no problem. Through gritted teeth. Thank you. And my breath once they'd gone. But it's not an extra egg, it's the egg. Sometimes when you're in restaurants, they don't listen.
No,
you know, you're being very clear there to me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I've noticed my fried egg is missing. Oh, you'd like an extra egg? No, the one that you should have put on my plate is in there. I'd like that one. I'm not being a greedy pig. I don't want another egg.
Greedy pig.
I just want my missing egg.
I'm being a greedy pig.
But don't you think sometimes when you're in restaurants?
Or like if you've got a burger and it says like relish or pickles on the side and you're like, oh, I haven't got my, oh, would you like extra pickles? No.
No,
actually, I don't want extra. I just want the ones that are allotted to me, you dickhead.
Allotted.
I want my allotted pickles.
Yeah. So I did think that was quite a.
That is very,
very accurate.
And you're right. They don't listen, do they?
No.
Yeah.
I think also. Do you ever think sometimes when you're ordering shit, especially this is more in fancy places.
In a restaurant.
Yeah. Higher echelons. People, when you place an order in those higher echelons, they don't have any sort of notepad or iPad.
No.
Do they?
No. I can't remember.
I can remember.
You can't. No, you can't remember your own fucking name sometimes. Of course you
I'm just like, how are you doing that? How have you listened to five people give their orders,
starters,
mains, and desserts, and what sort of beverage? And you've just taken all of that in, and you're going to go now to your little computer, and you're going to input all of that information.
Yeah.
That
it does worry me sometimes. I am looking at them thinking,
are you
this order's wrong and I don't get my extra pickles, I'm going to be
pissled. If I get my extra pissled.
Well, I just saw one more today, which actually really goes with this weather. And then I'm going to go on to tell you something I heard a colleague say about the weather today, which was hilarious.
Right.
So very British problems. You're not British unless you start the day by saying, what's the weather like today? Do you think I need a coat? I better take one just in case.
Right? True.
And I saw that this morning and it really made me laugh. And then I was sat opposite my colleague and she was on a Teams call and she said, oh, I just heard her say, oh yeah, no, this weather is PMSing. It is menopausal. It is cold. It is having hot flushes. It is cold.
It's true. Yeah.
It's actually in the throes of the menopause.
It is. It's
that
very
is
menopausal.
Such a good description.
Yeah. That is spot on.
The weather is PMSing. Yeah. Menopausal. Menopausal weather.
Also very just funny. on PMSing, right?
PMS. Yeah.
Where and why has everyone now started talking about their luteal phase? I think this is another thing that we've taken from the Americans.
Do you?
I'm in my luteal phase. I had to Google it. What the fuck is a luteal phase?
Well, yeah, because
phase?
You've never had problems with fucking fertility.
No, but it's not. It's about whether you're like, you know, is it I mean, I can't even remember. See, this is how shit my memory is. I can't remember what the actual answer was to luteal phase.
Yeah.
But isn't it basically the same as like premenstrual symptoms? So if you're in your luteal phase, it's when you started sort of getting your sort of...
Well, it's the period that begins after ovulation. So if right. you're... So if once you've ovulated, you will then go into your luteal phase.
Right.
And that part of that phase will obviously incorporate like your PMT symptoms. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's not all that. So the reason that the luteal phase becomes so... like the reason you track it so much when you're trying for a baby is because you're starting to figure out when should I do a pregnancy test.
But really, come on. I never have heard the term luteal phase until this year.
Right.
How has that happened? I don't think it was a thing we really talked about here. And then well, the I Americans think that's probably start talking because... about luteal phases. Well, and then no, we're all talking about luteal
it's
phases.
Just that. I don't
it is. It is. It is.
Well, there's no point me trying to convince you otherwise. So, you can't. It's the Americans that have brought us the luteal phase. Fantastic.
It's also this thing about, I've heard it more and more recently, again, really getting on my tits. I feel like I've gone straight into a tits here about a luteal phase. But the other thing I'm getting annoyed about is I've heard loads of people calling their sofa a couch.
We've said that a couple of weeks ago.
But I've heard it again more frequently. I'm just going to go and sit on my couch.
Right.
It's not a couch. It's a sofa.
Hmm.
One of my kids said something the other day. Again, it was an American word. We don't use those words. We don't. Right. They're not our words. Let's stop using these words.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you've heard it here first, guys. I mean, there's no point me trying to like even say anything else.
No,
the luteal phase has come from the
Americans.
We don't need to start saying couch.
No,
and heaven forbid you should eat an Oreo, because that will really tip her over the edge,
especially if you're going on a vacation. Another one. Stop calling it a fucking vacation. It's not a vacation, it's a holiday. I'm going on my holiday.
Right.
I just think it's just we're at risk of losing our Britishness.
We're at risk.
We are.
We are at risk.
We're at risk of losing our Britishness and our identity because we're all using fucking shitty American words.
Right.
There we go. I've said it.
There. She's bloody said it.
I've bloody said it.
She said it, mate. Well, we had a shitting tits in, which I thought was quite funny.
Mm.
This is from Berkeley Debbie.
Berkeley Debbie? Yeah. Nice.
And she says, smoke alarms. Right? Now, her specific thing is, why does the battery need changing? Beep, 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 beep. Mine always fucking starts in the night. Right? But smoke alarms in general, I know they are going to save our lives.
Yeah.
But they are fucking annoying. Mm. One tiny little bit of burnt toast goes absolutely mental. It's like, fire, fire. No, mate. No, not fire. There's a tiny crumb of a bagel in the bottom of my toaster. That has almost caught a light. But
and then you have to go out and waft a tea towel.
Get the old tea towel.
Fucking tea towel. Get that tea towel out. Waft it up there. Keep wafting it. Waft it.
We're in a new build, right?
Mm.
They are stupidly loud. Like,
ours is really loud as well, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It is like, all right, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking shut up.
Yeah.
And we only live in a three-bed semi. You know, it's not like...
a three-bed semi-laban. Yeah.
And we've got one in the hallway and one at the top of the stairs.
Mm.
So
that's quite a lot, actually.
But for the size of our house. Yeah. It's absolutely mental.
Yeah, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
So it goes absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And the one downstairs finishes because you're wafting, and then it takes the ages for the one upstairs to catch up.
Yeah.
We don't need to. We definitely don't need to.
That is a extreme on the fire alarm, smoke alarm. Extreme fire safety they've gone with on that build.
Have you ever had it where the wafting takes ages?
Oh yeah,
like, you must have birds.
Yeah, and then you're like having to shut doors, open doors, open windows. The kitchen looks like it's like we can't really see from one end to the other because there's smoke everywhere.
But also, it really makes you jump.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When it goes, also the dog goes mental.
So do I.
So you've got you've got that screaming its head off. You're trying to waft. The dog's going crazy. You've got to shut doors, open doors, try and waft the thing to stop, but also waft the smoke out the door. It is a right palaver. Just because a crumb of toast has got burnt.
That is one of the funniest monologues you have ever done. That has absolutely pushed me over the edge because that, like, the dog's going, when you've got to open the door, you've got to close the door, you're wafting smoke out. You're wafting the fire.
All because of a crumb.
Yeah.
I love saying it like that at the moment. Crumb.
Come, but I'll be in the kitchen, obviously cooking something. You just did data, and then all of a sudden, wow, oh my god, yeah. Shitting
out. Yeah, it really shits you up, really doesn't it, for a moment? Yeah, yeah. Smoke alarms.
Absolutely,
that is a very brilliant. Good one. In from what was her name? Barclay
Debbie.
Barclay Debbie. Nice. Yeah. I love that.
We had a dickish behaviour in.
Okay.
And this is from Strides and Stage Lights.
Oh, wow.
What
she
a great
lovely.
Name. Strides and Stage Lights.
Stage Lights. Mm.
People that talk in a normal / loud voice in a quiet room or at a spa. That is dickish.
Do you know what actually has just been getting on my nerves a bit recently?
Go
as well
on.
Is just whispering.
Yeah, but sometimes you've got to whisper.
No, but yeah, fine. You can whisper when you're in a library or in a spa or, I don't know, in a doctor's surgery, right? But I'm finding there's a lot of people that are whispering on social media.
Really?
Yes. And I
do you know what I find funny is as soon as somebody starts to whisper, we always
you start
whisper
whispering.
Why yeah. do we do that?
I don't know. But it is annoying, isn't it?
Mm.
And
I think people who are in spas and are like, yeah, do you know that's right, Jackie? Yeah, no, I know. Well, she... No, the only reason I lost it with her is... Jackie, that's... And you're like, mate, hang on. Just inside voices, yeah? You know at school when you did the two-finger clapping assembly because clapping big was too loud and everybody did the two-finger clap? This is a two-finger clap moment but for your voice. Yeah. Just shut up because I'm reading my book and it's like, you know, they think they're in a pub.
Yeah, that is true. Actually.
And then one of their friends walks, oh, here she comes. Here comes Christine. Bloody hell, Christine. Come on. Fucking hell, I don't get I like. And you just, and you look over, you do that look over.
Yeah.
And they spot you and just carry on.
Yeah.
As honestly. Say,
what, you got a problem with me talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have actually, Sandra.
Yeah. Just because you. Reduce your volume a little bit, Sandra.
And also the same in the cinema.
Oh, cinema people.
Oh,
like that.
My God.
Yeah.
Mm. If that whole, like...
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it is not appropriate.
And you do the turnaround.
Oh, yeah.
And they still don't stop. It's like, why have you paid? Because it's not cheap to go to the cinema.
No.
It's like 17 quid a ticket.
Yeah.
When you could wait till this comes on Netflix and sit next to Brian at
home
and
talk
to Brian about the chili con carne you had last night.
Yeah. It is. That is. I mean, producer Joel.
Oh.
He gets really
he is a film buff, isn't he?
He is. And if he goes to the cinema and you start making any... I mean, even...
I'm with him.
Producer Joel even has a problem if he goes to the cinema with Ian. Because Ian really makes a lot of noise with popcorn.
Right.
Really, like, shovels his hand in and then shovels it into his mouth. Like, you know, he's going to die if he doesn't eat, like... you know, a handful of popcorn. He gets really annoyed with him and he'll literally give him the look as if to say, shut
Stop
the fuck
it.
Up, Dad. this is not okay.
But Joel, I mean, if there's something that Joel doesn't know about film, it's not worth knowing, in my
opinion.
Exactly. It's just not worth knowing.
No.
And sometimes I'd really love to be able to have a conversation with Joel about films.
Would you?
Yeah, I really would. And then, I'm like, what about that new film, Joel? And then he goes into it. He's like, yeah, directed by John Smith. It's the fourth film he's directed in this. And he's done it in black and white because the last film we did was in colour. And he's just really decided that he wants to play around with visuality and pictures. And it's actually the first AD on it was a guy called Simon. Simon and Jack have worked together for about 30 years now. And I'm just like, thinking, this is amazing. Yeah, I cannot go on with this conversation, Joel.
Because you've lost me.
I would look like a dick.
Yeah.
I actually
don't really understand what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on Rotten Tomatoes. It got 4 stars out of 5. That's going to be the depth of my knowledge. And have you ever seen James and Joel talk about film?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. It's like a different language.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, not just film. It can be any sort of like TV.
Oh, anything.
You know, have you seen this program? Have you seen this current one that's out on Prime?
Yeah, it's got that actor in it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
Sean Blakeman. Yeah, Sean Blakeman. Yeah, did you know that he only acts without pants on? Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You two have totally fallen down a cave.
Yeah, that is... But they both love, that's their world, isn't it?
They just love it. And it's so cool. And sometimes I really want to be able to get into it with Joel and be like, this, and this. And then he starts talking. I just think, mate, I'm out.
Sometimes he's telling me stuff. Yeah. Quite often if I'm doing something else and I'm sort of having to
partly listen
to him, but also think about, and we'll be... to be chatting away about loads of stuff. Oh yeah, so this current thing I was going out and it's got this guy in it and I worked with him on this thing and I'll just be going, yeah. And then he just goes, you don't care, do you? It's not that I don't care. I just don't get it. You're talking to me about a lot of shit I
don't understand.
Joel.
You're talking to me, Joel, about how they move the cameras around the set.
Yeah.
What the running that they use for the camera and the lighting.
I just don't have a clue, mate.
No.
So he thinks, I mean, I'm not. I think he just suddenly realises that he's just talking about a lot of stuff I don't get. And then he just goes, you don't care, really, do you? I'm like, well... I don't care because I really love what you love, you know. But at the same time,
I don't really care.
I can't really take this in right now.
At the same time, it's not that I don't care, Joel. It's just that I don't get it.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
That's the difference. It's not about care, it's about intelligence.
Yeah.
And I really struggle with intelligence.
Same. We had a shouldn't be embarrassing, but Ari, we'll just finish with this one. I can't actually see the name on this one. I think it's Ease Pens.
Okay,
I think it is Ease_Pens.
Ease Pens.
And they say, which this is so funny, buying food from a deli counter, do you ask in weight or cost? I never quite know. That is so embarrassing. And it starts when you're in the queue. Because you're thinking they're coming to me next.
I want
£8.50 worth of ham, but what's that? Is that a quarter? Is that... you're watching the person in front trying, and then you're like, oh, they've only bought pork pies. That's easy. I want 8 pork pies. And you get there. Hiya, can I help you? Yeah, that ham, how much is it? It's 85p for 3 slices. Right. Can I have 10 slices? What's the weight on that, darling? I don't actually know, mate. Sorry. And then they put it on the scales and they go slightly over. You want me to take some off? Yeah. And then they just take the tiniest corner off of... Yeah, that's it now, darling. That's £8.50. Thank you. It is so embarrassing.
Also, it's that thing of like, you want to have 10 slices.
Yeah.
But actually, you have 10 slices. That's going to cost you probably £15.
35.
So you're like, I don't I just want just enough for a sandwich. what would you recommend? Just one sandwich.
That's what the deli counter how does it should start?
Yes, yeah, it should be based on sandwiches. If you're wanting to make 5 sandwiches, you will need
this many
X amount of slices. Because then you could just work it out, couldn't you? There's none of this pounds and kilograms and...
When they say, do you want me to take a bit off? There's always that moment you think, oh, I sound like a right cheapskate. Yeah, I do actually. I do, because that extra 55p is pushing me over the edge. Yeah, take it off actually, mate.
Or sometimes they don't ask you if you want to take it off. You've said, I want, you know, 10 slices. They say, oh, we've actually put 12 on. Is that all right, love? No. Okay. Actually... No, but I can't say no now. So yeah, I'll take 12 slices at £45. You just sort of think, don't put it. I've asked for 10. Why are you giving me 12?
Yeah.
Just because that's easier for you and your slicer. Your ham slicer. Those machines are quite lethal.
They are also lethal, Bizzle.
They are. Yeah, Lethal Bizzle is also starring at your local deli.
But deli cats.
Yeah, they are. They are. That is a very good one. Ease pens or whatever.
That is so good, isn't it? That really made me laugh when I saw it.
Do you ever really use a deli counter? I don't really use a deli counter.
No, but sometimes, you know, if you're having a soiree or, you know, you've got people over, you might go and get a really nice pork pie or something in there and you think, oh, that ham actually looks really nice.
Yeah.
And now I've got to figure out, do I want it in weight or do I want it in cost? And if it's over, am I going to be cheap and say, yeah, actually, can you take that whip tiny off, little bit of crumb off the end of the ham because it's too expensive?
Crumb.
Well, there we go. Another episode.
That was a really good one.
I feel like it's going to be very funny. Now, guys, we are going into a little summer hiatus.
Summer hiatus.
That time is upon us. And we definitely won't be back before the 6th of August. And it is still touch and go as to whether there will be pods in August. We've just got a lot going on. Producer Joel's going off to do some work elsewhere, which is absolutely brilliant news for him. Mm-hmm. And we just need to be very fluid about our ability to record in the summer months. So
we need to have a fluid relationship for a while.
Keep an eye on the socials. Check back on Wednesday the 6th of August. Go to wherever you listen to your podcast. See if we've managed to upload an episode. We might do a few in August, but I mean, we'll be properly back into September, but definitely have a little look around August time.
Yes.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. We hope that whatever you're up to over the next few weeks, you have a brilliant time. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Ange and I will be back at the beginning of August helping you to find more of the funny.